Hello, hi, Pedro. Pedro?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Este es Pedro. Is this Pedro?
Sí. Yeah.
Hi, Pedro. Do you prefer Spanish or English?
Huh?
Do you prefer Spanish or English? ¿En qué idioma quieres hablar? ¿En inglés o en español? ¿Cualquiera de los dos?
English.
English? Okay. My name is Ed, and I'm calling you from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask a few questions concerning problems facing our nation and local communities. I'm not selling anything, and I will not ask for a donation. Okay, Pedro?
All right.
Okay, thank you. Want to continue in English? Yes. Okay, now to start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
About 44 years.
Oh, wow. Okay, 41 plus. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Stonemason, refractory bricklayer, PCC restoration, mason helper or finisher? What is your primary branch of the trade?
I'm a concrete finisher, flat work.
Okay. And on the last job that you worked on, were you an improver, finisher or helper, apprentice, journey level mechanic, foreman?
I was the last job. This is the only job I've been doing.
Oh, okay. So, do you consider that you will be a journey level mechanic, an apprentice? You're not an apprentice. You've been there too long to be an apprentice. A foreman?
Yeah, journeyman.
Journeyman, that's what I figured. Thank you. And yes or no, are you currently working at that trade? You just saw me, yes, right?
Yes.
Thank you. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted to work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any? I guess 0 weeks, 1 to 4 weeks, 5 to 12 weeks?
I don't know.
If any, you've been working straight. You haven't been unemployed, right?
I bounce from company to company.
Okay. So why would you say that you were unemployed? You were able to find work all the time then, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so it's 0 weeks. I understand what you're saying. Thank you. And just to know, have you found it necessary to work for a non-union contractor over the past year?
No.
Thank you. And just to know, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. And why do you consider dropping your union membership? If you can be a little specific, so perhaps write it down. This is an open-ended question. Just tell me the reason why you thought about dropping your membership, in your own words.
I don't think the union is doing is what they can for us.
Okay. And what would you want them to see do?
There's a lot of things that they should do.
Okay. You say that you don't think that the union is doing the right job for you, or can you repeat that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think the union is doing what they should be doing.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Okay, now let's go. All right, now, thinking about what you see in your local community, where you live, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
It's about the same.
Thank you. This is just construction. The next question is, do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as they were this time last year. This is the union one. The other one was civil service construction.
I think it's a few, a little more.
More union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same?
No, about the same.
Okay, thank you. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them? Yes or no?
No.
There was no steward appointed by the union on any of them, on any of the projects that you worked?
No.
Okay, thank you. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through the federal government, through the to your state or local government privately, or do you not know?
I don't know.
Thank you. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
About the same.
Thank you. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
I think it's going to get worse.
Okay, thank you. Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Unsafe power tools, jealous people on the job, language problems, heat cold, falling objects, fall risk, COVID-19, dust air quality, no real safety concerns.
Air quality.
Okay, thank you. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
Nope.
Thank you. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Political canvassing, yes or no?
No.
Picketing, yes or no?
No.
Union organizing, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Never, occasionally, or regularly?
I think I've seen not enough. I tell you right now, not enough. A lot of the laborers are in and all that are taking our jobs anyways. That's why, because nobody cares no more.
Okay. So you say occasionally, you say not enough, right? So sometimes, occasionally,
yeah.
Right? Okay.
Occasionally.
Thank you. And changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one that you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. Okay, so I'm going to read you the five that I have. Tell me which one is the one that you get most of your news, and then we'll go down the list. Local TV news programming, print or online newspapers, cable news, the internet or social media, friends and neighbors, and radio. Which one do you think is the first one to put on the list?
Radio.
Thank you. And the next one on the list, tell me which one you think it is local for you. Local TV news programming, print or online newspapers, cable news, the internet or social media, friends and neighbors.
Friends and neighbors.
Thank you. And the next one will be, local TV news programming, print or online newspapers, cable news, the internet or social media.
social media.
Okay. The next one is local TV news programming, print or online newspapers, cable news.
I'm going to say cable news.
Thank you.
Is there any more, a lot more?
No, we almost done. Thank you. I appreciate your time. This is like the most it's going to take the time because I have to transfer them when you tell me. But after this, it's going to go a little quicker. Local TV news programming and print or online newspapers.
I don't know.
Any of them. Just... Okay. So I guess the last one will be the print or online newspapers, correct?
Correct.
Thank you. And now which of the following news matters most to you right now? Jobs in the economy, support for labor unions, foreign policy, healthcare, education, the environment, immigration, or something else?
Number one.
Thank you. And as you may know, BAC BHC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally finance construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No,
thank you. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say that it's not important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important that federal elected officials support it?
Important.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protection of the Davis-Bacon Act? Which one, the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, both or neither, or neither?
Neither.
As you may know, United Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
Ford.
I'm sorry?
Ford?
You support the... Do you understand the question? You want me to read it again?
Actually, I'm in bed already.
Oh, okay. No problem. Okay, we're almost done. I see that you already. Okay, so you said four, right? Okay, no problem.
Yeah.
Please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job as president overall. Do you approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Very strongly, strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. How about the economy? Do you approve or disapprove what the job is doing?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Healthcare. Approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Immigration. You approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. Foreign affairs. Do you approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Support for labor unions. Do you approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Okay. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job? Approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote?
Nope.
Thank you. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job, opportunities, wages, retirement, security, and safety? Do you find that useful, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Turning back to back, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Fair.
Thank you. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of being a national union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Poor.
Thank you. How could the union best improve its representation and service, in your own words? How could they do that?
Lower our hours so we can have insurance.
Okay, thank you. Okay. And what do you think the union's top priorities should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on, in your own words? How do you feel?
Our hours for health insurance, it's very poor.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, now, and what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Union meetings, job site, text, email, or just mail, regular mail?
Mail.
Thank you. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the back? Never once a year, a couple of times a year, or four or more times a year?
I never get anything from staying
okay.
There.
Okay. And we're 90%, we're almost done. Now I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as Democrat, Republican, or what?
I think I'm a Democrat.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Not really a strong okay. Democrat.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we represent a sample, what is your race? I already know, Latino, Hispanic, correct?
Portuguese.
Oh, Portuguese. Other. I thought it was Portuguese. Okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisors, can I just have your first name?
Pedro.
Thank you. That's what I have. Thank you. This concludes our service. Thank you so much for your participation. Enjoy the rest of your night. I really appreciate it, Pedro. Take care.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Jesus.